One thing that we endeavour to do in our church here in Lisburn is to preach the word of God, to hold forth the word of life, to declare the great message of God's salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved us and who gave himself for us. We're very conscious that the Apostle Paul said in Romans 10 that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We're mindful of the words of the psalmist who said that the entrance of thy word bringeth light. He also declared that thy word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. Therefore, our church sanctuary, the church building here in Lisburn, has many, many gospel texts on the walls, on the windows, and in other places as well. We don't want people to come to God's house and to miss the word of God. And I know that there are many, many churches across our province who believe this is very important in their church fellowship as well. And oftentimes, as you enter into a church sanctuary, behind the pulpit, on the pulpit wall, you've oftentimes got a verse of Scripture. The verse that we have here is Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 18. God's servant Isaiah was the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament. The book of Isaiah reads in many respects like a Bible in miniature. There are 66 chapters in Isaiah, and there are 66 books in the Bible. The book of Isaiah consists of two parts, 39 books in the first part, 27 books in the second part, and so it is with the Bible itself, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament. And the first chapter of the book of Isaiah highlights the awful condition of the nation of Israel whenever Isaiah wrote his great prophecy. We see something of the condition of Israel in the opening verses of this great book in God's word. Let me just read some words to you. Chapter 1, verse number 6, from the sole of the foot, even unto the crown of the head, or even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate, and it is overthrown with strangers. And throughout the first chapter, I challenge you to read it for yourself, Isaiah chapter 1, God highlights the problem in Israel is the same problem that's in our world today, the same problem that's in all of our lives, the awful and awesome problem of sin. The Bible says that the whole man has been affected by sin, from the sole of the foot to the head, no soundness in it. We are all as an unclean thing, Isaiah said. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The feet speak of our walk, and our walk is contrary to the law of God. We walk along that broad road that leads to destruction. Then we think of our hands. Our hands are defiled. Our minds are corrupt. Our hearts, the Bible says, are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But what a text we have in verse number 18, a text that speaks of love, redemption, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You might be listening today, and you don't view your sin as being all that serious, but God does. There's enough evil and wickedness in one sin to separate us from God forever, because God is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity, and he cannot look upon sin. And whenever we sin against God Almighty. Sin is not only a practice, but sin is a principle. Maybe, on the other hand, you view yourself like the Apostle Paul did, as being the chief of sinners. Your sins are so obvious. They're known to you. They come up in your conscience every day, and you would acknowledge that your sin is like scarlet. Your sin is like crimson, and yet God says there's mercy. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And it's interesting that right at the very start of this verse, God says, come now, let us reason together. God is reasonable. God loves you. And he says, come. Come to me. Let's reason together. Let's talk about this. You've got this problem of sin. Your sins are like scarlet. Your sins are like crimson. But I can cleanse you. I can forgive you. I can wash you. I can remove your sin. I can blot it out as a thick cloud. I can cast it into the sea of my forgetfulness. I can cast your sins behind my back and remember them no more. And you can be pure. You can be white. You can be cleansed, forgiven, and delivered. You can be made whiter than snow. You say to me today, how? How can I be forgiven? All because of the Savior, the Son of God, who shed his blood and went to the cross and laid down his life for us. I trust today that you'll come. O friend, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. God can cleanse you and forgive you today. I pray that you'll come and experience the wonder of God's forgiveness. Come to Christ, come to the cross, and be cleansed and saved and delivered from the awful power, penalty, and pollution of sin. Thank you for listening. May God bless you. And if we can help you, please get in contact with us. We'd love to point you to the Savior. Or maybe you have come. Why not tell us and we'll rejoice with you. God bless you and we will see you next time.